The airwaves are sacred. The airwaves are sacred. Sacred. Sacred.
Turn! All right, there's a little bit of an example of the kind of music that you can hear in Jericho Park this summer. Some music from North Africa and beyond. That was Marcus James from his latest album, Snakeskin Violin, on Firenze Records. And actually went into two tracks there because I got two phone calls right at the end. And there was a track there called Exile Tracks. Before that, fabulous track called Are You Ready? Mississippi Days, D-A-Z-E. Marcus James is American guitar player who lives in Mali. And he has a band called the Wassenrai, and they are African musicians who live in America. So between them, they spend a lot of time together on the two continents. And it really is bringing the blues from its home, its spiritual home in Mali, and down to the Mississippi Delta, its adopted home. And it's, you know, the roots of the blues was in Mali, and it gave birth in the Mississippi Delta, if you like. And Marcus James brings those two elements together. And that band, Marcus James, Marcus with a K, by the way, going to be at the Vancouver Folk Music Festival, July 18th to 20th in Jericho Beach Park. We've got three albums out. There's, three that are regularly available. Snakeskin Violin is the latest one, brand new. Calabash Blues is the earlier one, and in between there, there's a movie soundtrack sort of album, but it's a great album, it really is. It doesn't sound like a movie soundtrack at all. It's called Timbuktubab, one word, and fabulous. And if you're not going to the festival, you can catch Marcus James and the Wassenrai at the Yale on the 17th of July, which is the Thursday night just before the festival. But it's going to be a really good festival this year, and we've played a few tracks from other bands that are going to be there. We had Etran Finatawa from their nomadic group, again from Mali and other parts. And their new album is called Desert Crossroads. And we had a track from that one called, what was it called? Gainako. And that's on World Network Records. Etran Finatawa, it's a second or third album, second, I think. And it's brand new again and fabulous. It's going to be great to see them. I want to see if they really do ride around on camels with those long sort of telephone cord plugs plugged into their amplifiers and just, you know, lolloping about the desert with that great blues groove going on. A bit like Tinani Wen, and I like them as well. But they're not coming to the festival, but Etran Finatawa are. And the other band that we heard in there... Oh, the other band was the Master Musicians of Jaujuka. Way back in the 1960s, Brian Jones, the late Brian Jones of Rolling Stones fame, jammed with those guys, and they're still playing. They're kind of the chieftains of Egyptian music, if you like. It's from an album called Jaujuka Black Eyes, the Master Musicians of Jaujuka, with a track called Come Back Home, My Darling. It's like the way these things translate into something we can all understand, you know, but it's, again, that very nice North African groove going on there. And we started with our theme tune, Music for a Found Harmonium, from Patrick Street, from the album Irish Times on Green Linnet Records, and written by the late Simon Jeffs from the Penguin Cafe Orchestra. And really the most famous version, I think, is from Patrick Street. And it's been the theme music for this show since 1989 when the album came out. The show has been on the air since 1985. This is the 23rd birthday edition of The Edge on Folk on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, www.citr.ca, wherever you happen to be tuning in on the internet. My goodness, I hope the internet feed is working today, because this is an important show. 23rd birthday is today. So we've been taking requests already. We've got all sorts of stuff going on. And some more music, I think, would be a good idea. So I'll get my breath back and have some coffee before I collapse from nervous exhaustion. Anyway, the number here is 604-822-2487 if you want to give me a call. And we are going to play some music now from West Africa. I'm going to go back to one of my favourite albums, and it came out even before the show started, but it got me interested in African music. This is King Sunny Ade from the album Juju Music, classic recording on Mango Records. And he's got a different phone number, 365, but mine is 604-822-2487 today. And somewhere in here we should have, it's gone away, hang on, let me just get this going here. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll play that second. I'm going to start off with one of my favourite West African bands, Orchestre Baobab. They're going to be at the Festival d'Été in Quebec in July, right at the beginning of July. And they're celebrating their 400th anniversary. Been going a bit longer than this radio show, but there again, radio technology isn't quite that old either. So, you know, we're doing all right. So, track here from Orchestra Baobab. And then we'll have that track from the King Sonny Ade and his African Beats, 8:30 here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Darling, if you want me, make up your mind. 365 is my number, darling.
Call me, darling, that's my number. Tell me anything you want from me. Only you have to give your love to me. 365 is my number, darling.
We'll be right back.
Music from Guinea-Bissau, that is Eneida Marta, and she is coming to the Vancouver Folk Music Festival in July. She's also playing a bunch of other festivals around Western Canada. Eneida, spelled E-N-E-I-D-A Marta, M-A-R-T-A. And the album, and that was the title track from it, is called Lope Kai, L-O-P-E-K-A-I. Some really nice stuff on there. Guinea-Bissau is a country in West Africa that you don't often hear music from there. And so it's nice to hear that. It's a really good record as well. So I'm looking forward to seeing Eneida Marta this summer. Before that was King's Sunny Ade and his African Beats. And from the album Juju Music, 365 is my number. And the message. And we started that set with the Orchestra Baobab, Made in Dakar, brand new CD on World Circuit Records, Papa and Jai. You're listening to the Saturday Edge, the Edge on Folk on CITR FM 101.9 in Vancouver. My name is Steve Edge. This is the 23rd birthday edition of the Saturday Edge. I was thinking about the theme music for the show. I got an email about it this week, and the album from Patrick Street came out in 1989. So if you figure back that we've been playing this for 20 years on here, it's probably been played about 1,000 times as the theme music for this show. That's quite a lot of groove wearing. If that had been an LP, it would have been worn through by now. But it's a CD, and touch wood, it's still going strong. It's pretty darn good. They don't make them like that anymore, you know. Anyway, this is a special edition, the 23rd birthday of the show. So if you want to give me a call, 604-822-2487. I'm racking up the dedications and requests and stuff like that, so I will get to them as soon as I can. We're going to go to a Ladina singer from Israel next. A young woman, beautiful young woman called Moor Karbasi, M-O-R, and then the last name Karbasi, K-A-R-B-A-S-I. Brand new CD from her, it's called The Beauty in the Sea. And from that, we got a track called Puncha Puncha. And then we're going to have some fusion music from Sweden, one of my favourite bands, led by an incredible musician by the name of Ale Mola, who's a bouzouki player, and plays lots of different instruments, primarily known for his bouzouki playing, but he plays wind instruments and he plays accordions and stuff like that, but and harmonica, a great harmonica player. When he was doing his musical apprenticeship, if you like, he travelled a lot on cruise ships and around the Mediterranean, the way you do if you live in Sweden, you know, you want to get away from the cold sometimes, and so, you know, putting into these different ports around the Aegean and stuff, he got really into Greek music. And then he met in Sweden a woman called Maria Stelis, whose parents are Greek and living in Stockholm. And a Quebecois bass player, Sebastian Dubé, moved into Stockholm as well. And then from Senegal, Mamadou Sene moved there as well. And so he thought, well, I could get a band going here. I just need a Mexican drummer and I'll be in. Yeah, so he found one. well, okay, a bit more Swedish. Okay, we'll have a fiddle player from Sweden, Magnus Stinnerbom. And, yeah, and we'll have a band. And variously, they have other musicians in there as well, including a blind piano player from Sweden and an Indian singer. She's got a gorgeous voice as well. So there's all sorts of musical fusion in the Ale Mola band, and they've released their second album earlier this year. It's called Jeff Jell, and we'll have a track from them after this, from Moor Karbasi on CITR 101.9 FM. www.citr.ca. If you tune in on the internet, let me know. You know, somewhere, if you want to give me a call, if you're local, I mean, don't make a long-distance call from Panama or out of Mongolia or Thailand or anything, but, you know, if it's local, 604-822-2487. So I know sometimes the reception is slightly better when you advance the technology a few notches. Thank you.
Yeah.